Well, good afternoon, everyone. Paul Cooper's my name. I'm one of the pastors here at Trinity Church in Campbelltown, and it's my pleasure to welcome you all here this afternoon. It's so good to have you all with us for our all-age Christmas carol service. We're going to spend some time this afternoon finding out how Christmas turns the ordinary into the extraordinary. How Christmas turns the ordinary into the extraordinary. Now, we expect there to be a bit of noise and wriggling around, so please don't worry about any of that. We'll spend about 60 minutes. There'll be some drama. We'll sing some songs, some Christmas carols. There'll be some time to chat with the people around us. And as I said, we'll all be done in about an hour and we'll head out for our Christmas carnival. So let's begin with a prayer, asking God to help us enjoy our time together and that we might know him better by the end. Would you join me in prayer? Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time that we have this afternoon together. And we pray that you would help us to see the truth about you and the truth about Christmas this evening. And we pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, we're going to stand now. We're going to sing our first two carols, and they explain exactly what Christmas is all about. So let's stand and sing together, O Come, All Ye Faithful, and Silent Night. Please do stand. welcome again to our all ages Christmas carol service this afternoon. Paul Cooper's my name. Most people call me Coops. I'm one of the pastors here at Trinity Church in Campbelltown, and it really is great to be with you, as I said before, at this all ages Christmas carol service. If you're new here, perhaps even the very first week that you've joined us, thanks so much for coming and spending your evening here with us. Now, I don't know what you think about Christmas, but don't you think that it seems like there's nothing ordinary about Christmas? Everything's shiny, everything's exciting. Ordinary trees get covered in light and tinsel and baubles. Ordinary front gardens get turned into these extraordinary light shows. Even the shop windows look great. Even an ordinary pair of socks can get wrapped up in Christmas paper and made more interesting. I reckon I'll probably get a few pairs of them this year. Christmas turns the ordinary into the extraordinary. And as I said earlier this evening, we're going to find out how on that very first Christmas, some ordinary people had an extraordinary experience, and it would change the world. So I do hope that you find this next hour or so with us a wonderful time hearing about that, the real meaning of Christmas. Some ordinary people who had an extraordinary experience, and it would go on to change the world. Now, kids, I'd like to invite you all now to come down to the mat. So, kids, feel free to come on down and bring a parent with you if you'd like, because what we're going to do now is watch a video, a short video. We're all going to watch that together. And this is a video that tells us exactly what happened on that very first Christmas. So come on down, maybe sit either side of the stand so that doesn't block your way. Take a seat, and we're going to start this video. And all of us are going to watch this. It's about 3 minutes long. Let's have a look at this video that shows us exactly what happened on that very first Christmas. Let's have a look at this. Well, there we go, the Christmas story. And in a few moments, we're going to hear some more about that very first Christmas where some ordinary people had an extraordinary experience that would go on and change the world. We're going to do that soon. So we're going to hear the Bible read to us now. We're going to hear God speak to us through his word. And I'm going to lead us in prayer just as we prepare to hear the Bible read to us. We're going to be reading through a number of Bible passages over the course of the next 50 or so minutes. So let me lead us in prayer as we prepare to hear Luke chapter 1 verses 26 and 27. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for your word preserved for us in the Bible. And we pray, Father, this evening that you would show us the truth that is contained in them, and that you would write those truths on our hearts. We pray it, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Good evening, everybody. Luke chapter 1, verses 26 to 27. In the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary.
So the first two ordinary people that we've met this evening are Mary and Joseph. So what do you say we meet them now? Let's meet Mary and Joseph now. Come on up, Mary and Joseph. Oh, that's nice. Thank you. Give them a round of applause. Wonderful. Now, look, it's great to have you here. Now, Mary was just an ordinary girl from Nazareth, which was an ordinary small town in the north of Israel. Now, Mary's area was known for growing olives. And Mary, well, she just did ordinary things. Ordinary things like making food and spending time with friends. Now, Mary was engaged to Joseph. And Joseph was just an ordinary man, a carpenter from Nazareth. He made things out of wood. Maybe things like this spoon. And he planned to marry Mary. But she came to see him with news that she was having a baby. And Joseph was sad because he knew it wasn't his baby. And so he went to bed quite upset. Now, I wonder if you can see early on in the Christmas story that Mary and Joseph, they're two ordinary young people. People just getting on with life, people whose plans get changed and aren't sure what to do. Sounds a bit like me. Probably sounds a bit like you too. Well, let's sing again, and then we're going to meet the next ordinary person in this story. So will you join with me and stand? We're going to sing our next carol. It's called O Holy Night. So please do stand as we prepare to sing our next Christmas carol.
Chapter 2, verse 8. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over the flocks at night.
Thank you, Jem. Awesome. So, just one verse, but did you spot the next ordinary people in the story? Yes, shepherds. Ordinary shepherds looking after their ordinary sheep. Here comes one of the shepherds now. There we go, great. Nice welcome. Ordinary shepherds looking after their ordinary sheep. This is my ordinary box just here. Now, they were gathered around their fire at night. They were watching their flocks. Now, these shepherds, they didn't have much money. No, they didn't even wear nice clothes. Yep. And they were used to being forgotten and left out. Here's an invitation. They didn't get invited very often to fancy parties. Because Christmas is for ordinary people, like Mary and Joseph, who we've just met, and the shepherds. For ordinary people, and for ordinary people like us. So let's sing our next carol, and then we're going to move on with the story. Have a listen to this next carol about the lyrics and what the song's about. See if you can tell what we'll be talking about next. But please do stand as we sing our next carol. It's probably going to give it away, actually. It's called Hark the Herald Angels. Let's stand as we sing our next carol together. Sung about angels, haven't we? So now let's listen to what happened at that very first Christmas to those ordinary people. Let's see how the angels appeared to each one of them and how Christmas suddenly became extraordinary. Thanks, Angela.
In Luke chapter 1, verses 26 to 35, an angel appeared to Mary.
In the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, in a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you are highly favored. The Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will conceive birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end." "How will this be?" Mary asked the angel. since I am a virgin." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come on you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God."
In Matthew chapter 1, verses 20 to 21, an angel appeared to Joseph.
"But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, 'Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son. You are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins.'"
And in Luke chapter 2, verses 8 to 12, an angel appeared to the shepherds.
"And the shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over the flocks at night, an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, 'Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for to you. You will find a baby wrapped in his clothes."
Didn't they do such a great job, all of the kids? Why don't we give them a round of applause? Thanks so much. Wonderful reading. Wonderful reading of God's Word. Now, did you hear how the angels spoke to Mary and Joseph and the shepherds? The angels spoke to Mary, Joseph and the shepherds. And there's nothing ordinary about meeting an angel. And there's nothing ordinary about God the Son being born as a baby. You know, when God steps into our world to love and save ordinary people like you and me, you can be sure that that's going to change everything. So I've got my extraordinary box here. See, God's extraordinary angel appeared to Mary. And Mary's going to come up here because God's extraordinary angel appeared to Mary and announced the arrival of God's forever king. And the angel said that this king would arrive as a baby by the power of God, and that she would give birth to him. Now that is extraordinary. And as Joseph slept, something else extraordinary happened. An angel spoke to him and told him all about the baby Mary was going to have. And the angel said it was a boy. But that's not all. The angel told Joseph what the baby's name was and what his job would be. Shall we see what the angel said? It's a very thick balloon.
We should have practiced this.
A high quality balloon. That's good. Thank you, Joseph. The angel told Joseph what the baby's name was and what his job would be. The angel said, "You're to give him the name Jesus because he'll save his people from their sins." And as the shepherds sat on the hills, something else extraordinary happened. God's angels arrived with great news to them. Great news, good news for everybody in the whole world. The great news was that a promised king had been born. A promised king had been born who would bring great joy to all the people. And the angels, they gave the shepherds a checklist so they would know when they found this king. He'd be a newborn baby, lying in an animal's feeding box, wrapped in strips of cloth. Now that's pretty extraordinary. That's pretty extraordinary. Let's sit and reflect on how the ordinary got turned into the extraordinary this first Christmas as we listen to our next song. It's going to be sung to us as an item, and it's called "Mary, Did You Know?" So please just sit and reflect as we listen to our item, Mary, did you know? Well, Mary hadn't become pregnant in the usual way, but she had a baby anyway. And this baby was God's only son. And that is extraordinary. Joseph struggled to find a place for him and Mary to stay and have their baby. They looked so ordinary, no one could have imagined that they were bringing God's king into the world. Joseph called him Jesus, which means Saviour. And that is extraordinary. And the shepherds, they came and they found a baby wrapped in strips of cloth, just like the angels had said. That's extraordinary, a baby who's king, God's promised king who came to bring joy to us all. And they knew that this was really good news because he is the Saviour for everyone, if you want him. This baby Jesus came to save people. And actually, if you look at the front pages of the papers and the news headlines and the world around us, the arguments in our homes, maybe the selfishness of our hearts, if we're really honest, we can probably see that we are a bit like sheep, really good at going the wrong way, spending lots of time looking for things that we don't actually need, we can end up in a mess. And it happens because of what the Bible calls sin. It's when we ignore God and try to make our own way in life without Him. We decide what's good and evil, right and wrong for ourselves. We all do it, but we're not qualified for it. And it separates us from God. But God sent baby Jesus to help us, to fix that. A bit like a shepherd who helps his sheep. See, the events of the first Christmas, it turned the ordinary into the extraordinary. Jesus is God's son, and baby Jesus would grow and eventually die to take the judgment for our sin that we deserve. And he'd do it so we could be forgiven for sin through trusting him in his death and his resurrection for us. That's how our sin gets dealt with. That's how sin is forgiven, so that we can have what we desperately need, a close personal relationship with God, the one who made us. See, this baby would do something so extraordinary. And I wonder if you noticed through all of this how the ordinary characters in the story, how they responded differently to this extraordinary baby. Mary wanted to ponder and think. She thought about what had happened. She wondered what it meant. She treasured it in her heart. She kept thinking how brilliant it was. And I wonder this Christmas whether we might take the time to do the same. Or Joseph, he named the baby Jesus. He did what the angel said. He believed that this baby was the Saviour, the Son of God. And I wonder whether this Christmas we might take the time to work out what we believe about Jesus. Or the shepherds, they were so delighted with the good news, they couldn't stop talking about it. Does the good news of Jesus thrill you so much that you want to talk about him too? I'll let our characters sit down. Thank you so much. But each of our ordinary characters in this story, they responded differently to this extraordinary baby. And it gets us to ask ourselves, how do we respond to him? How do we respond to Jesus? We're going to sing our final song in just a minute. It's called Joy to the World. And he really, really is. But don't leave tonight without asking yourself, seriously, how do you respond to Jesus? If our response is not like the way that Mary and Joseph and the shepherds responded, it might be that we don't quite properly grasp what happened. Don't leave tonight, will you, without working out how to hear more of the good news that he offers, how to meet the Saviour that God is convinced that you need and who can bring real joy and a lasting peace. We'd love to give you a copy of Luke's account of Jesus, the biography that he wrote of Jesus. We'd love you to take that home and read. And on the table that's just to the right of the doors that we'll exit from there, we have a whole bunch of copies of Luke's Gospel. And we'd love you to take one of those and read about the real meaning of Christmas this year. And of course, you're very welcome and warmly invited to join us in church here every Sunday, 10 a.m. It's what we're all about, wanting to see people understand just who Jesus is. Well, the Serrano family are going to lead us in prayer now, and then we're going to sing our final carol. Thanks, Patty.
Please join me in prayer. Let's pray. Heavenly gracious Father, we thank you for your word is true. We praise you, for you are a faithful God, a God who loves us and keeps his promises. We come before you with grateful hearts, rejoicing in the gift of this holy season. Thank you for the good news of great joy that you so loved the world that you sent your only Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, to bring salvation to all who believe. As we sing Christmas carols, Lord, we pray that the Holy Spirit be present amongst us. As we sing, enable us to proclaim the truth of the gospel clearly and boldly. We pray that as we sing, hearts will be awakened and the message of Christ's birth will point us to the living hope we have in Jesus.
Lord, we thank you for the freedom we have in Australia to celebrate Jesus' birthday. Father, as we praise your name and rejoice in the birth of our Saviour. Soften our hearts and minds so we may receive your grace. Help us to reflect on what Christmas means for us. We pray many would come to know and understand the true meaning of Christmas. We pray that the Holy Spirit will enable us to reflect on who Jesus is and his message of hope and salvation. Lord, speak through us, fill us with love, humility, and courage as we share the true meaning of Christmas. We pray that our words and lives will be a shining light to all those around us, and many may come to know Jesus as their Lord and Savior. We pray all these things in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior.
Amen.
Well, we've now come to our final carol together. This next carol, Joy to the World, is a carol of praise that reminds us that the Lord has come and all creation rejoices. Let us lift our voices together in worship. Please stand as we sing.
Thanks so much for being with us this afternoon, and Merry Christmas, everybody.